start your day at the two, we're dying, you could, I should. Steiner.
Cashews of oil.
Subject, cashews of oils.
I'd like to speak today about something which is mentioned twice in the Parsha. Right? I want to mention, we haven't got a long, it's a long subject, but it's we will not have time to cover the whole subject, but since it's mentioned in the Parsha, I think it's an opportunity to speak about it, and it's halacha de geshayla. Oils, shemen. Does anyone know how many times it's mentioned in this week's Parsha? Everyone definitely remembers the beginning of the Parsha, by Aloysacha Saneris. Yeah? We'll see it's the second time it's also mentioned. So, it's very interesting because really, the first Parsha of the Hadlokas Neiris, the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiris, it actually doesn't speak about the Shemen Zayis, about olive oil. It's where it's mentioned Shemen Zayis is actually in Parshas Emor. That's where it speaks about. However, there is a very starker pshat from Rebbe Soloveitchik Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, who asked the Kasha that the fact that we learn out by Yas Kein Aharoim Lahagit Shvachoi to tell the Shvach of Aharoim Shaloi Shema. So he asked the Kasha, it's a Bishlam according to Rashi. Rashi learns that the mitzvah was the El Mul Pnei Amenoira, your Iru. Shiva Saneris is going on the Psilois. So there was a mitzvah. The Aaron had to make sure that the psilos were facing towards the middle of the menorah. So that was this melamed shaloi shema. But if you're going to learn out the Rambam, that the pshat is that the shapes of the cups on the menorah were facing the middle of the menorah. So it was impossible to be mishalef because obviously the psila will fall in place. So what's the pshat shaloi shema? So he said, look at the Rambam in the end of Isurim Mizbeach. The Rambam speaks about all the different types of shemen zayas. The Rambam counts, as far as I remember, Rambam counts 9 types of shemen zayas. 9 types. And the Rambam says, as Rashi brings them in Parshas Emor, that it's the first drop which has to be used for the menorah, but for the menachos, everything is kosher menachos. All 9 are going to be kosher menachos. All 9, which the Rambam brings there, different types of oils, are going to be kosher for the menachos. Says Rebel Soloveitchik, Doctor, Pshat is Mori de Gezach, that what happens if you've got a kohen that understands the importance of menorah? The lighting of the menorah is an extremely important thing. It's neged the Torah, it's neged the whole mitzvah. And he can't get the first drop of the shemen's eyes. He can't get that. He's only got the other ones, which are not the shemen's eyes. So, could have said, you know what? Such a mitzvah to be mevatel the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiris. How can you be mevatel such a mitzvah? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to use the ones which are kosher and menachos. Said Rebel, he says, to do such a thing would be like taking a hammer and knocking the branch of the menorah in a different direction. That would be exactly the same. That is the Haggad Shvachi Shalai Shema. Shalashino, that he kept to the mitzvah. And if you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Shemen Zayezach, don't come along with your reasons. Don't do the mitzvah. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu wants you to keep to his tzivu. Okay? So now we know why the first part of the parasha has got a shaykhus to oil. The next part of the parasha is, does anyone know where it's brought down the second time? When it comes to their complaining about the mom. And what does it say there? The Torah says, how could they complain about the mom? The mom was amazing, was an amazing, how could they say that? It was an amazing product, Ketam Leshad Hashomen. Ketam Leshad Hashomen. What do you mean, Leshad Hashomen? The Gemara in Yuma asks the question. And the Gemara in Yuma says, the mom was an incredible thing. For Na'arin, it was Lamed Lechem. For the Zakenim, they need Shemen. And for the Tinoikas, they need Dvash. So it had an incredible mess. There was no oil. It came down, Mon Min HaShemayim. And nevertheless, it had the taste of Shemen. I'm not sure which Shemen. Was it olive oil? Or rapeseed oil? Or sunflower oil? Now, there is a shaila in the poskim about oils. There is a shaila wrote down in the poskim about oils. The one that speaks a lot about it is the Aruch HaShulchan. In Sif Chof, in Simon Kufyut Gimel, that he asks the shaila, is there going to be a problem of bishul akum with oils? Buying oils, and you want to use oils, is there a problem of bishul akum? So he says, b'pshitus kol mine shmanim, all types of oils, bein shemen zayis, bein shemen shumshumin, sesame seed oil, oy shemen mizerak, pishton, cotton seed oil, Shemen Shoshanim or rose oil. Hulam necholim chayim. It can be eaten raw. They don't need a bishul to make them fit for consumption. Then the Darkei Tshuva in Sif Cotton Vov of Not brings the Shailas of Tshuva's Beis Shleimer that someone asked him, what's the halacha? Is there a problem of bishul akum on shemen migarine rapus? Right, we call it rapeseed oil. Why? Because that's made by fabrik shel akum in a non-Jewish factory. Shel nasal yidei bishul, which is done through cooking. In mutar ma'achila, kiven she'ein garin halalu. You ever seen rapeseed oil? You go down the motorway. I know a lot about it because I'm a hay fever sufferer. And all, wherever you drive, is now full of these yellow fields. So you shouldn't take one of the farmer's rapeseed flowers. But if you look, it's a seed and it's covered with a sleeve, which is why in Pesach, many are machmir not to use rapeseed on the vessel because it's got a sleeve, so it's very similar to kidneys, yeah? So these seeds, what do you do with these seeds? That's with rapeseed oil. Sunflower, you know as well. Sunflower, it looks like a sun, and it's got lots of seeds inside. So he speaks about this fabric of rapeseed oil. Shenasa lidei bishul, in muta b'achila kivin she'ina garinim alolu, necholin kesheim chayin. You can't eat it, only rak al deat chak. Says the Beis Shleimer, Shailas HaTshuva's Beis Shleimer, mikam otamim it's muta. Chado, first reason is, oil is not oil al shulcha melachim. It's not oil al shulcha melachim. Not something which will serve, come to your wedding, come, I'm going to serve you a bowl of oil. That's one thing. Even if you're going to say that maybe it might be called Shulchan Malachim, you're not going to have it. We have to speak about olive oil, where for those that go traveling in the nice places, all these fancy schmancy places, they have bread with a cup of olive oil and they dip it in. That is, and we're going to speak shortly about olive oil, Mitzvah Shem. Right? Rak litnoi letoif dova hamachu. Va'oid, another reason why to be matzit, kiven da Hashem, and therefore the first two reasons might not be negea. With olive oil, might not be negea, except you have to know the mitzvah for your olive oil. Va'oid, kiven da Hashem and azeh einoi nase gomroi al yidei bishul. The bishul does not yet make it into a proper finished product. Ki al yidei bishul einoi nase shemen adayin. All you're doing is you are softening the seeds to make them umizdabkin yachat. Very interesting. Things haven't changed so much. Changed a little bit. Haven't changed so much. All the seeds get wet and they cook and therefore it becomes like a cake. A seed cake. Umizdabkin yachat kamoi groifum, beans, mavusholim. The achagach, after you've finished that process, where it's become, the seeds are all stuck together, then moitzin aleihem ha-shemen al yidei pu'ulos acheiros by a press. V'lo al yidei ha-bishul klal. Im ken af sha'agereinim nisbashlu, it's made this cake of seeds, of rapeseed cake, or sunflower seed cake, but nevertheless, ha'agereinim atzmon, it's actually animal feed. The love is burning as a pass. The core of loyma shainum ruim lachila klau. Then can afsha haka hashem and a yoitse who roy lachila. The lo ichbus loy klau, kivin shashem and nasa shalaira de bishul. Yeah. Then someone asked him. About a purifier. Okay. So let's first talk a little bit about olive oil, and then I brought you a nice picture along on rapeseed, but it basically works the same. And then if we have time, there's something else which is mentioned in the Torah Dogim. There's such a thing called fish oil. Right? So we'll mention a few things. But first, let me speak about olive oil. And then, so with olive oil, there are four types of olive oil. You've got something which is called extra virgin olive oil. EVO, right? Extra virgin olive oil. Then you've got virgin olive oil. Then you've got refined olive oil. And then you've got the ziburis, mamish, a bit like the rashi there, basemo. Then you've got the pomace. That's called the pomace olive. So let me just go through the various ones. So extra virgin olive oil, if it's reputable, there is another diet on extra virgin olive oil as well. There is an olive oil, an extra virgin olive oil, which is grown in the volcanic area. And that is supposed to have extremely healthy, the word I think is polyphenols, which is it's got health benefits and supposed to be a very healthy thing to drizzle on your salad. Even the extra virgin olive oil will also do, and it's supposed to be actually quite healthy. Strangely enough, they say it actually minimizes cholesterol. So, but I'm not giving here a doctor's drosha. extra virgin olive oil and virgin olive oil. Extra virgin olive oil is the very chosh of the grapes, which is completely mechanical only. Gets squashed mechanically. It's a cold process, and if it's honest, it should have nothing else and a very pure product. The virgin olive oil, which is not extra virgin, is because it's not such high quality olives, but it's the same idea. And therefore, provided it's a reputable company, and that's important, you want a reputable company that actually goes and audits and checks these things, because if it's not reputable, then there was a Pelle, the Gesach, and I'll tell you something very interesting, that when they made a poll of over who's selling the most oil, they found that the Italian oil was the most popular sold oil. Now, they couldn't understand, because Spain has many, many, many more olive trees than Italy. And then suddenly they started being choshed, aha. And that's why there's today Ganze Vadim, by the going, there's Ganze Vadim checking the authenticity, etc., etc. But in theory, if you're happy that this person is checking properly the authenticity for whatever reasons, and that's a Bazundra, a whole schmooze of Ne'emunus, of a Umun, Loimera, I'm not going to go into that, that itself is a ganze schmooze, but provided there is proper authenticity on that, there are zero shilas on that. So much so that people were asking me before Pesach that a certain Rav in Europe was telling everybody that they don't have to buy kosher the Pesach extra virgin olive oil. What do I say about it? So my feeling is, for Pesach, you always have someone there. To say that he's wrong, I can't say that he's wrong, but to say that one should do it, if that's what the Rav said, leave me alone. That's as far as the extra virgin olive oil. The refined olive oil has a mila and a chisaron, and the same thing with the pomace, which comes mamish from the ziburis of the pulp. It's the likuti, bosa likuti, it's the very last bits and pieces, etc. There, it's going through a process where they're putting different things to refine it, to clean it, and therefore it's actually more suitable for frying purposes, because the acidity on an extra virgin olive oil would be 0.8%, whereas the acidity on these cheaper, much cheaper oil, or as some people call the pomace oil, it's a rubbish oil, is a much higher, but it's got a mila that you can use it for frying, like rape seeds, etc., etc. So there, obviously, there's more involved in those oils, and it's very interesting, because there's now, if you go into the supermarkets, and some of them are done with Hesher, where they are mixing olive oil, which will be this pomace olive oil, together with sunflower and rapeseed to either it enhances it or it makes people feel they're getting a better product. The rapeseed, and the same thing will apply to sunflower oils. And, we can't cover everything. I'll just give you a little bit of a background. I also brought with a picture. It so happens I was there 2 weeks ago. That was before I knew him giving this year. But I took a picture anyway. And here you can see Mamash. You can pass it around if anyone wants to look. Yeah, you can Mamash see the process, where it starts off with the rapeseed coming from the farm, then it goes through the next stage, and then the third stage, this schoira is already ready for animal feed. So that's mamish lakadaka tshuva beans. And then you've got the next stage, which is the cruise, and then it goes through the various stages. If anyone wants, they can have a look at it. But basically, it first goes differently to than the Darkei Teshuva brings here. Yeah, today it goes into a huge crushing machine, a press, huge big round press, could be almost as long as this room, big round thing, a press, where it crushes, and there's your first lot of oil of rapeseed oil. There is now a new mishagas called cold rapeseed oil, which will take that first thing, but that's done in a complete separate area. Obviously, the seeds still have oil in them, so then the next lot is it goes through a further crushing, and some taka may heat it up. But very often there's no heat involved at that point. Now it's interesting. The next stage is you get this dark crude oil, which you see in jar number 4. That's the dark crude oil. And that's a dark oil. And now you need to, in order to do that, you need to add steam to it, to soften it. And then they start putting in all kinds of poisons to clear it and clean it so that you get a nice oil on your table. They will add caustic soda, they add phosphoric acid in order to get rid of the gums. They then add bleaching earth, and then they add to bleach it. Then they add perlites, which is from Jerez, all different types of things. And it's slowly going through the process until it gets lighter and lighter until it ends up in your bottle. This is rather crisp and dry, it's got ash. Yeah? Sometimes they will put something in to stop the bubbling, a nitrogen to stop the bubbling, a DMPS, which is also a thing. And when they talk about the winterization of the oil, they're basically removing the wax to stop the oil coagulating. So the kitzah, by the time it comes into your bottle, you're left with a colorless, or no color left. Compare that to a cold-pressed rapeseed or sunflower oil, which has got full of color, full of things. This is nothing, odorless. And the same thing will happen to when they do nut oils. About time it's finished the process, it's a oichet. It's quite an intense process which takes out basically kamat, all the goodness from them. Sunflower will also go through the same thing. And what companies will do is the very big ones, who basically they've got the most of the market, is they will buy fields, they will make contracts with farmers all over, and they will then come along and deliver that. Now, so coming back to the shayla of olive oil, because with these oils, I don't think I've met any person that will dip his bread into sunflower. Just derech agav, it's very interesting, because this particular factory that I was 2 weeks ago, they make for a lot of supermarkets, and it's called that factory was called after someone who set it up, called Hutchinson, and they still put on the laser jet in the supermarket, there's a H, capital H, so anything with that H on, then you know, it's absolutely kosher v'yosher. So you're not going to dip your bread in such oil. You could dip your bread in the extra virgin olive oil. But the extra virgin olive oil, we have discussed in great detail that there is no shayla on that, unless you're choshed that it's been doctored and there's been some hanky-panky going on. Right? But I'm talking about Ebnish, then there's no shayla. The third oil, and with that we'll finish, is fish oil. Fish oil is an extremely difficult thing to make kosher. I remember 12 years ago, there was a company in Eretz Yisrael that was bringing fish oil, started off in Peru, then it went through one place, another place, and they had already had a hechsher on it, but they wanted the second hechsher. And I asked them to send me all the details so that we can follow the process, because the fish obviously has to start off as a kosher fish. And the halacha of fish is, it's got a special din, it's like meat, where you have to be maki that the fish is indeed a kosher fish. There's a huge controversy, and many, many poskim, I can't say most, but there's a huge bulk of poskim hold that the fact that they're calling it this and this fish might not be enough, because there's a din of the hibdalgam that you have to know that this is indeed a kosher fish. So that's your first stage. The next stage, then it can be going to a complete different place, different country. Now, the halacha is, with fish, it's got a din of meat. Now, if there's no simanim on it, then it loses its kosher. That means it always has to have a double seal. Which means if you're sending it, and this particular company that asked us for Hesha, I couldn't believe it. I was sitting with my chaver, we were sitting, and we found 18 places, 18 stops, where it was going from one place for a different process. 18. And at all these 18 places, we were not so happy that it came sealed properly, so that we could be sure that we've still got sure that this oil is from the kosher fish. That means you're starting off at the process where they're taking the fresh fish and they're going through that process, not such a geschmack process, but they're going through it to squeeze the oil out of the fatty, whatever it is, of the skins and of the fish itself. So there you've got a mitzvah of knowing that it's a kosher fish. And then afterwards, when you've made the first stage, when they're sending it to the next thing, then Shavata you've got to go. And then further along, when you want to start purifying it, well, some of them you don't want to purify too much, because then it loses its credibility. So it's that is the emes quite a challenge that one has to know before one's having an omega 3 oil fish, that one has to know that's the thing. What I've been trying to do, and then we're going to just finish with that, is I'm trying. There is a nayazach where people want to use spray oils before they fry. Because if you use a spray oil, you're not using so much oil, and it's not so healthy. I was just, when was it, 2 weeks ago, I was at a place where they said they make a lot of things there for schools, and they said that the schools have said fried stuff is not so healthy. It might be carcinogenic, whatever it is, not healthy, they don't like. So maybe that now has become a latest thing with spray oils. The problem with spray oils is that the old traditional spray oils, they are come in a spray can which is highly flammable. Mamish Bididi, not Bididi, but with Mamish Bokhla, there was a Maisa that was standing spraying with that can here, and there was a gas burning there, and the thing exploded. And I found out that this happened. So because of that, there's now a trend to do away with the gas ones and just to have the spray oil with it. I mean, you can do it yourself, really. You can take a normal bottle of oil and buy one of these spray cans and do it. But that's Mr. Shem, we'll see if it will be mostly.
the olden days we used to have cod liver oil with a chash on that as well.
You're going to have to go through the process. You have to see, you know, whether you can trust it and how much you can trust it. It's not a simple thing. It's not a simple thing. And also, it's a very interesting thing we found. When they write on it cod liver oil, it's not 100% cod liver oil. There's a mute of different fish. So you've got to be ma'ayim where that fish is coming from. Yeah. So, you know, there are Rapadva Zatzal, he had certain kulas, you know, on the fish I heard from his. So one has to know, you know. But even when you see it says cod liver oil, there's different grades. You can have one where they're telling you take 5 mil, and there's one where they're telling you, you know, you need to have 10 mil. The reason is because it's mixed in with other oils. So Medav Zayin HaChochem, and then you need to know what fish it is. Okay.
Cups, please. Chaim, send your oil, please. I hope you'll make a seat.